All right, here we go. Even though they didn't act right. They're wrong.
They're wrong.
They're so wrong.
I can't know any peace.
They're wrong.
And I have to feel bad.
That's the rule. They're wrong.
So I have to feel bad.
That's the rule.
Always this rule
doesn't really fit me today. I get it. When I was a young child, I saw that when people felt bad, it was because something was wrong. And I'm still believing that bad things mean I must feel wrong or bad or both. Even when it doesn't make any sense.
Even when it doesn't make any sense.
All the ways. I have been taught that I need to judge things and feel bad. Feel really bad.
Really suffer.
Doesn't matter. If it's work related, I'll just bring the pain home. Have it all weekend. Doesn't matter. I'll lose sleep over it. Doesn't even have to make sense to me. If I perceive it as wrong, in any way, shape, or form, I'm obligated to feel bad for prolonged periods. That's the rule. I wonder who made up the rule. I wonder when I agreed to that rule. That something's wrong if I feel bad. And if it is wrong, then I need to feel more bad. Maybe permanently bad. I definitely have to feel bad. It's a rule. I can't let that go. I'm never going to let that go. Even though human life is up and down, chaotic, and people act crazy. And sometimes it's even my turn. And I'm the jerk. Even in my own mind. I can be a real jerk. And sometimes it's strangers. And they're not even talking to me. And it doesn't matter. Because they are wrong. So I'll feel bad about that. And sometimes it's in politics. Or in a different country. And it doesn't matter. Because it's wrong. So I'll feel really bad. This rule. Who made up this rule? And when did I agree to live by it? All the time. Sometimes I just feel bad for no reason. Because I seem to have missed my quota. All the ways. I'm living in a very unique time. And I want to have a different experience. I want to witness the diversity of this planet, the diversity of all the species, and let go of the judgment that has me in agreement that I have to feel bad. I no longer want to give my permission that I'll only make good choice, right choice, if I feel bad. It's not true today. I am not a child. I do not need to be shamed into good behavior. I do not need to be guilted into compassion. It's not true today. I know how to help people.
I know how to support
others. I know how to contribute. From knowing myself as a spiritual being. I no longer need this agreement that I have to feel bad to participate in the human experience. It doesn't mean I'll be callous. Cruel.
Indifferent.
It just means
I'm part of the change.
And I can create
from feeling good.
I can appreciate
that I'm not the jerk
when I'm faced with the jerk.
I can appreciate my courage
even when I'm scared to death.
I can appreciate
that I'm here
to heal negative emotion
even when I'm not sure why it's set up that way.
I want to know
that I learned well.
I know how to treat people.
I know how to respond
when I'm called
to help.
And I know how to respond
when I'm not called to help.
And all agreement I have
to feel bad
just because it feels normal,
I really want to change that agreement.
Oh, I would feel bad
powerfully,
regularly,
if it served anyone,
if it changed anything.
Of course I would do it.
All the ways
we've been taught
to connect through pain and suffering.
And that has served us.
And today,
I want to go a little further.
And I want to connect
through positive expectation.
And I want to connect
through appreciation.
And I want to connect
through possibility.
And I want to connect
through inspiration
and courage.
All the ways.
I am part of the change.
The whole earth is going through.
And I haven't yet gotten that manual.
I want to find
a connection
to the higher,
more intelligent,
easier
part of me
that is ready
to let go
of creating
from negative emotion.
And I want to accept
that negative emotion
is part of the human experience.
I want to release all resistance.
I want to feel negative emotion.
Experience negative emotion
and transmute it.
I want to allow myself
a new relationship
with me,
even though I don't know how.
Even though old habits are hard to break.
And I have a rule.
If that anyone has to feel bad,
I usually pick me.
And if someone else feels bad first,
well, then I go double duty.
All the ways.
I'm committed
to negative emotion.
I say, okay.
And now I'm ready for the next level.
Because I am so much more
than all the negative emotion
I have felt.
And I want to feel connected
through higher frequencies.
I want to contribute.
I want to receive
through positive emotion
on purpose,
with purpose,
and most especially
when the people around me
are acting crazy.
I've been crazy.
I've been short.
I've been stingy.
I've been stupid.
I've been impatient.
I've been distracted.
I've acted like the victim.
I've been in hurt emotion.
Hurt feelings.
I've been
reactive.
So when it's not my turn,
I want to see others differently.
And not feel bad
just because someone else
is in negative emotion.
I want to observe them
and remain
in my own authority.
I want to remember
it's a human condition,
and I've had plenty of turns.
And I want to separate
so that I don't resonate with a negative emotion just because I'm witnessing it. I want to resonate consistently with possibility, with positive expectation. No matter where I am, no matter what I'm seeing, I want to remember that it is right. It is good. It is appropriate to be me. And that I am, just as everyone else is, a beloved child of a loving Creator. And we belong here. In all the chaos, in all the ways it's unsafe, we're all here. And we all serve a purpose, whether I can see it or not. When I feel safe in my own experience, no matter what I'm witnessing, I want to remember the goodness, the rightness of me. Big breath. Thank you.